Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, I'm not going to introduce this segment because we have a man who is a professional and he's got the golden pipes. Let him do it. I'm done.
Here John Meyer is here. Hey!
Wait, me? Come on. It's not John Meyer. It's not Nikki Kreis. It's not Joe Snedeker. It's. I don't even know your real name. That's. You know, we have this.
We got to go with Rocky.
I'm going to build up to that.
This is my. I'm Rocky Rhodes, okay? From 98.5 KRZ.
From KRZ. Yes. I'm going to say local legend. I'm going to say it. There it is.
Yeah, okay.
That's
what do
it.
You think? Do you think you're a legend?
I don't like labels,
I
tags,
know
whatever.
Don't. That's why you're such a good guy.
What? Because I've been here for 35 years, so I survived. I'm
that
a survivor,
my,
Joe.
That was
I'm
my
a,
next question. So 35 years.
35 years here, 45 total in radio.
So you've been in radio 45 years?
Yes.
Amazing.
Working the crazy hours you three work, yeah. Wow.
Yes, and the reason you're here is because I have been delivering the forecast for KRZ for, is it 20 years?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, and
yeah.
Various companies that you have gone through. Mm-hmm. So we developed this relationship, you and I. We're like buddies.
Even though this is like one of the rare times I've
that
seen
actually-
you in person. I'll
We've
see
done
Joe.
Bike rides
We've
together.
Done charity bike rides. We'll talk to Joe for like 2 minutes, and then the ride starts, and then we don't see him because he's like, he's gone.
Yeah.
And this will be one of the longest in-person conversations probably ever had.
Yeah. Maybe St. Paddy's Day, Parade Day.
Yes, it's like bumping into each other, things like that.
A couple of ships in the night kind of thing, but that's it.
So I don't even know the nature of our relationship because we did do this podcast during the pandemic. And it was remote and it was awkward.
Right.
This is the real deal.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't know if you want to tell everyone right now, but I don't even know your real name. Are you going to tell us your real name?
Well, do you need to know that?
No. Okay. Oh. We'll keep. See, he wants
I think
to
it needs to be a secret.
It's got to be a mystique.
There's a mystique.
I got a Citizen's Voice did a front page story, and that was like, Bob, they're one of their writers, went on and on about their editor needs to know.
It's is
like,
that
why?
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 This makes it even better. I like how he's not give us a.
If you know some Hollywood actor you were interviewing, which well, also known as Dave Sherman. No, it's Al Pacino. They never put that in the story, right?
All right. Well, this is even better now because he's now being mysterious. I'm going to say, let's all guess. You look to me like a Robert.
A like, Robert?
What do you see, Nikki? I see a Robert.
Maybe a Dave.
Dave. I see Dave too.
Did you guys do some reconnaissance?
Did you, if you had a guess? Or?
I was going to actually go with Dave.
All right, so did any of us come close or you don't even want to say
actually,
that?
Actually, you're both very close.
Well, wait, before you even go on, everyone born in the 50s and 60s and 70s, it's like Dave,
John,
Ron,
Michael, John.
Franks.
John,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you this. Definitely nailed it on middle and first name.
What?
I'll leave my last name a secret.
Okay. I happened to mention a name, and they did, and we got both?
Yes.
Wait,
folks,
what?
Folks, we are
that
not—
That was just a guess. Yeah.
That's what I thought you guys— I thought you guys were making some phone calls. Or
no.
No, it was a total— We are not— We are— Look at the look on our face like we saw a ghost.
We're just guessing.
I just made that up.
A blind guess.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, even the last— So we don't know if it's Rob Dave or Dave Rob, but there it is. All right.
But— Whatever it is, Rocky Rhodes worked better on the radio.
Yeah, Rocky Rhodes.
Definite. So you're here with us today. You retired just last week, was your last time on KRZ.
Right.
Or 2 weeks ago. This is going to be coming out in a bit. But how do you feel after all that time on the radio and you wake up and you're not going to work?
Yeah, what's it like for us grunts?
Yesterday was my – because we took off right away and went to visit some friends in Florida. We surprised the heck out of our old friend Tom. But yesterday was my first day waking up at home going, hey, I don't have to go to work today. So it's still – it's new. It's I don't know what it is yet because I'm only 2 days into it. This is like my first official thing I had to do was come see you guys. Like, oh, I got something to do today.
And folks, he had the nerve when I texted him about this to come in. Now, keep in mind, you've been waking up at what time all these years? 3 a.m.?
Yeah, quarter to three.
So I said, oh, we're going to start maybe 9:30, 10. He goes – oh, that's early. sarcastic piece of junk. Oh, that's early. Now he's Mr. Retired. 9:30 is early. But anyway, so you're retired.
I don't like that word.
I know. I don't want that either.
On the air, I never said the word.
You
said I'm unplugging. And I'm basically unplugging my headphones.
I like that.
Because retired reminds me of a racehorse, and they send them out. Oh, we're going to retire Secretariat. They go to a farm, and they live out their last couple of years. And no, I'm starting to live now. I can do whatever the heck I want.
We need a new word for retirement. Yeah, you're right. Unplugging is good.
That's a great word. Especially being in radio all these
years. Right, exactly. It made sense because I'm not going to just stop doing anything. I'm just going to sit on the couch all day.
No, but retired suggests you're not working for the man anymore. And you get to do all those things you want that held you back in life. That you kayak, you bike.
Right.
You just,
while I can, too. Yeah.
I'm told he looks like he's about 39, 40, but he's older. That's all. Dave, Paul, whatever your name is. Robert.
Wait, that's my last name, Paul.
We got it all. So anyway, so in this segment, what we do, this bag is full of questions that have been emailed to brownbag@wnep.com.
I've heard something about it,
wnep.com. Yes. Folks, we need you to keep the questions coming. These are not in any way related to you. They're just random. They could be about anything.
Good.
So we're going to start answering their questions. But before we do that, we got to spend at least 5 minutes, you think, on your life.
We do.
Maybe 10. All right, so you're born where?
New Jersey, North Jersey, Bergen County.
Why all the Jersey jokes? Do you feel like it's necessary? Or there?
I defend my home state all the time.
You do?
I do, yeah. And I've heard them all. What exit, whatever. Hey, did you hear breaking news? They finally paved over the entire state of New Jersey.
Bon Jovi, Springsteen. Yeah. Like, why all the?
Yeah.
All the cliches.
It's a beautiful state. It really is a beautiful state.
Yeah. Most people know the Parkway or Perth Amboy with all the...
Yeah,
you know, tanks and stuff, but it is. It's the Garden State. All farmland back in the day, so there is still farmland and great beaches and Cape May and all sorts of cool stuff.
You think so many people from here mock New Jersey, but also just as many go to New Jersey for vacation every year.
So knock it off. Knock it off. Or don't go. Stay in PA.
So you graduate from high school, public school. I mean, you're a Catholic boy, I bet.
No. Both Catholic and Jewish. My dad was Jewish. My mom was Catholic. Ooh. They didn't really push religion on me, but I spent a lot of time in temple growing up with my dad.
So you're on both sides of Jesus, was he?
Yes.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow. All right. You don't know which way to go still, right?
Yeah. No, I'm still confused.
So public school, then you're like, I got to go to college. I got to get a degree.
Yeah. I went to school in Massachusetts for my first 2 years. Wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but during our little tour of the campus, they showed us the radio station. I said, oh, that's kind of cool. I like playing music.
Right.
I really wasn't thinking about being a personality. It was more about playing music on the radio. And so I started doing, a college radio then, and I kind of liked it.
But why you said Massachusetts?
Yeah.
So were you looking at any schools in Jersey or like Pennsylvania? No, I
wanted to get out of Jersey.
Something different.
I wanted to change.
May I ask what you knew of Scranton back then? Was there any even reference in your life when you're 17, 18, 19? Like, what is the Scranton area?
No, but when I was in college in the summer, I would work in the Poconos.
Oh.
Delaware Water Gap. I worked at Shawnee, which is still there. And actually, one of our waitresses lived in Wilkes-Barre. So one night we came back to a bunch of us to her parents' house. So I was in Wilkes-Barre back in, that would have been like 1976, 77.
Just revealed his age without knowing.
And actually saw Rocky, the first one, at the old Sherman Theater when it was a movie theater in Stroudsburg. When did that movie come out? Like, 75, 76?
75, 76, I think. Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my first little taste of Northeast PA.
And you loved it. Oh, he pauses! Why the pause? Why the awkward pause?
Little did he know then.
Well, Wilkes-Barre was just a couple of years post-flood.
Flood, so it was brilliant, new and fresh.
So, my friend, I think her name was Jackie, she said, you see that line right there? That's the water line on our house.
Isn't that nuts?
That was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're in Mass. You're majoring in what? Communication?
Well, it was actually English because they didn't have a broadcasting major. And then I transferred to Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, which had a radio and TV program.
Yeah, but this is weird, don't you think?
What?
All these different colleges in Ohio now you're joking?
Yeah, my dad said, hey, I heard something about this school in Ohio. They have a good broadcasting program.
Well, I went to Syracuse because of broadcasting.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went there.
Yeah. I understand.
I tried. They wouldn't let me in. my grades weren't good enough in high school. So
now you're popping into the Midwest.
Yeah.
You're listening to Styx, REO Speedwagon. I'm thinking of some Midwestern bands.
Right.
It's the what? Late 70s, mid 70s?
Yeah, it's 77, 78, yeah.
Do the math. He's in college in 78. All right, so then what? You graduate?
And you're like, yeah, I worked at like the dorm station, which only people in the dorm could hear. Then I got to the big station on campus, which was like a big NPR station, which had a 50,000-watt signal. I did Jazz Tonight from 11:30 to 1 a.m.
I hear the voice.
I love the voice.
Did you have to have the NPR voice?
Yeah, what's with that?
W-O-U-B, AM and FM.
The Howard Stern story.
I like
be
that.
Yourself. Dude.
So
it
has to
so
be
I,
that voice.
So
I
did that, and then I also got a part-time job at a commercial station in Parkersburg, West Virginia. So that was my first taste of the way radio really was. And then when I graduated, I was sending out tapes, resumes. I even sent a tape to Rock 107 back in the day, and I still have the rejection notice.
Oh,
do you?
Who's the dude over at VIA? Chris...
Chris.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of
the old program director. Sent me a really, because back then they would send you, you know, we appreciate your interest in our radio station, and we'll keep you on file if anything opens up. So, yeah, so that was another little taste of Scranton. So I went back and got a full-time job at my old station in West Virginia.
And people, keep in mind, if you're a younger person listening, this was when radio was exploding, FM radio.
Yes.
It was the thing, rock music, rock stations,
mm-hmm.
real DJs, not some automated garbage that plays the top 10.
And to really date me, it was we had nothing but vinyl back then.
Oh!
The commercials were on tape, but we had a wall full of albums and singles. And, you know, if you had a song like Dark Side of the Moon, or you'd have to slip cue it so the turntable would be spinning. You'd have to hold the edge of the piece of vinyl with the stylus, the needle, on the album as you're talking on the air. And here's Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
And you let go of the vinyl.
And then you let it go. And
are you listening, Nikki?
Because
look at
you. Not relating as much, but
You'd have to kind of cue it up to a little bit where there's some audio.
But it's so natural and honest and pure. We need
And to actually go and grab the album.
Yeah, and it's someone's taste, and it's someone's expertise and interest.
And
it's
all
gone now.
And now where everything comes out of a computer. We had a little metal box with 3x5 index cards in it that, okay, this is the song you're supposed to play next.
It's supposed to.
And we'd always go back, no, I like this one, go back to what you...
There's no character, there's no individualism, there's
no
honesty, it's all just corporate vomit.
You think of that in your career, the dramatic change in radio,
just
the technology, how it's done, all of that.
Social media has totally changed our jobs.
Yeah. Everybody's jobs, everybody's life.
Yeah.
I mean, ours has changed a lot, too, but radio, it's been so dramatic.
Yeah. So it was nice to be there to see the progression and also being able to adapt to the changes. And not so, oh, no, we need to play vinyl. That's the pure, well, whatever.
Well, that's a credit to you, is that your career has been so successful. You had to adapt.
Yeah, and later on, I was more focused on what happened in between the music than the music. Because after a while, you have to say, look, I'm not going to fight my boss about it. No, we shouldn't be playing that song. We should be playing this.
Yeah, yeah. You saw that happen, evolve.
Yeah.
So you had to play certain songs.
Yes. Well, yeah, now.
Now.
Yeah. Well,
but
since.
No, then. Let's
but,
go then.
But
yeah.
Then
back then.
Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP
back
in Cincinnati.
Back then, we
is it
could
real?
Have little themes. You know, I could, you know, feature a certain artist in the morning, play like a track that never gets played. You know, like a B-side or some album track.
The purity.
Just because I was featuring the Moody Blues that day, but I could go a little deeper and not just play, you know, all their hits.
See, I love that.
I know. Everyone loves
that.
Why can't it come back?
Yeah.
Why can't we have characters?
And that's why it kills me when I hear college radio. No, we're trying to, you know, train them for the real world, and, you know, they got to have a format. No, just be creative with the music. Do it now while you can, because once you go out those doors, it's totally different.
But, Rock, I tell everyone this, because I was alive in the 70s when music – there was singer-songwriters. There was punk. There was new wave. There was heavy metal. There was disco. There was everything.
Yeah. People, you know
– now it's nothing.
Crap on the 70s, but that was one of the biggest
–
because you're coming out of the 60s, all the protest stuff. In the 70s, everything exploded.
Jazz, there's so much variety
jazz fusion, where you had a mix of jazz and rock and experimentation and all the punk stuff.
So good.
When would you say that really started to change?
As far as what?
With, you know, you have to play this song when, now.
It was changing at my first job because we had suggestions. Like an album would come in and my boss would put a sticker on the album. And, okay, these are the big songs, you know, these three cuts. But, like the Police, we get the new Police album. Or we'd get REO Speedwagon, and we could play any song off the album. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
But it all depends on, do you want to play the big hit, or you want to go with more of an album cut?
Well, let's talk about the dirty side. Let's look me in the eye. Did you ever receive payola? Oh, look at him.
No, I never did.
Well, that was okay, I think, before the law, right?
Yeah.
You actually could do that.
Yeah.
So you weren't a part of that world.
No. No, because I
play this band. No, and we will do this for you.
I was just the morning guy. I wasn't the music director or program director.
See, I was hoping for some juice there, John.
Yeah. I know. So you came
swing and a miss.
You got the job at KRZ. Was that out of West Virginia?
West Virginia. I went to Charleston, South Carolina, with my ex-wife. Worked part time. Almost got out of radio because I kind of hit a wall there, and then. Got a full-time job at an AM station, then a rock station in Charleston. Then my old boss from South Carolina called me up to go to Maine, to Augusta, Maine. That's where I met Sue at the radio station.
So how many jobs in are you at this point? Four, five, six?
One, two, three. That would be my fourth job.
Oh, my God.
Then from Maine, we went to Colorado.
Five.
Fort Collins.
Six.
And then here. And then for a year, Orlando. Oh,
you left for a little while.
Yeah.
When you came here, was it you and Sue on the radio together as a team when you came here?
Rocky and Sue.
Yes.
That was legendary.
Yeah, it was legendary.
This was our third job together.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I moved to Hazleton years ago, I loved listening to you guys. I feel like I grew up with
you
guys.
What year do you think that was?
I mean, it was 2005? Okay. No, 2008. No, 2008.
But almost 20 years ago.
2008, yeah.
And that was the beginning of the death of radio. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a death.
It started with the incident in Rhode Island, that horrible fire. Was it Great White or?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Great White or?
At the club, yeah.
Yeah. And then lawyers got involved. Then we couldn't do anything. Up until then, we
would just wild fun and
whatever we wanted to do. We'd ask for forgiveness. Never ask for, hey, can we do this? No.
Oh, because so lawsuits changed all that.
Yeah, that was big. That was real big.
You're right. What was that radio show that was national with the two dudes? Come on, everyone knew them. I used to listen to that all the time. 20 years ago.
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah. Opie and Anthony, huge. Yeah. And then they were sued too, I think.
Were they sued? They had an incident.
But those days are over.
Yeah.
And DJs, not that you're not, used to be big celebrities. Are there any celebrity DJs now? No. You're like the last of the breed. Well, really.
There's a few.
Because young people aren't even listening to radio anymore.
They are.
Are they?
Yes. Yeah, we get calls from them all the time. Yeah.
All right. Well, it just and seems like
if they're a contest winner, we have to get their age. So we. Yeah.
When I was in high school, I would call all the time and try to win contests. And I won. One time I won a CD, and one time I won Mariah Carey tickets. And I never got to go to the concert.
Oh.
Because I wasn't able to go pick up the tickets in person.
Let me see. Well, maybe when she goes back on tour again, we'll put a call in.
Okay.
Let a little girl's dream come true.
Yes.
Did you have any when you started here? I mean, I'm sure you didn't think 35 years later you would still be a KRZ.
No.
So what made this place stick? Maybe you were in family stage then, kids, mortgage.
Well, with my parents were in South Jersey, and as my parents got older, it was good that I was here.
Yeah.
Because when I was in Colorado, it was tough to get back and forth, and my dad started getting sick, then my mom got sick, so it was nice being 2 hours away. My son was always in Ohio and South Carolina, so it either way, it didn't make any difference. But what was the question?
Why stay here? After six locations.
It was a great radio station, a great place to be. They gave us everything we wanted to be successful, and we were successful, and the listeners were awesome.
KRZ is epic.
We would do, people would show up and be there for us.
It's almost like the radio of WNEP. It has just a heritage following.
Exactly.
First you get a radio, you say, I'm going to 98.5 easy, because it's the signal's so powerful.
Right.
just the one you go to.
And they're trendy, part of the culture. Yeah, it's a part of the culture, like WNEP.
It's funny because my first experience with KRZ was living in Western Pennsylvania, and I would drive to New York City to see friends or things like that. And you could pick up KRZ so far out into central Pennsylvania, and it would carry you through the drive till New Jersey pretty much. And then I moved here, and that was just the go-to station. And I think, do you find like this market being kind of a more traditional market? I mean, people still love local news, and it seems they still love local radio.
Definitely.
Before you said you were leaving KRZ, I was even thinking of a great storyline for the news is just how many personalities that are on the radio here have been here for so long. Mm-hmm. You think of the mornings on the radio here.
Right. You're right. That's the same as us here. It's very rare.
So many of the stations – you, Frankie, Doc,
Jumpin' Jeff,
Prospector, Jeff in the afternoon. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of names that have been on for
been
a long
here
time.
Forever.
And I don't think you find that in a lot of markets anymore.
Not really, because, in order to make more money, you do have to bounce around. So it's tough when to stick in a market. So.
John, give me your philosophy on that. I love it.
What's my philosophy? Oh, so a longtime anchor at my first TV station, he was great. And I said to him, you could be anywhere.
Right.
And he said, you're going to get somewhere in your career that you're happy. And happiness means more than market size.
Whoa.
And that's been my thing. And I'm sure you kind of had that feel too. You could get to a place where you're at a good station.
And you have a lot of freedom here as far as TV. Mm-hmm. I know you do. You've got all you guys do doing what you do. And to have that freedom is rare.
And you kind of have that at KRZ.
Yeah.
Screw market size and money. It's not about that.
No.
No.
Screw all that. That's easy for me to say. All right. So then you leave for Orlando. What made that happen? And you hated Florida. Admit it.
It was great in the winter. Hated it in the summer. Suddenly friends we never knew we had. Hey, we're coming down.
They would invite themselves to your place in
Florida? We're going to be at Disney, and either can you get us tickets or can we stay at your place for one night? Yeah. So no one would call us when we were here in Northeast PA. Nope. Hey, we're going to be in Scranton.
I've actually thought of that, though. If you live in Florida, you have to deal with people visiting you all the time. Anyone who comes is like, oh, free place to stay.
Yeah, that was back in 98. And,
that was 98.
Yeah, and we didn't, at that point, we hadn't been here for 9 years. We didn't own any real estate. We rented.
Yeah.
And we didn't know, what the future was. So we thought, hey, we take a chance. We got a call from a company at stations. The people were cool. Thought, why not? It was a fun year. We liked being there.
Because, 1 year, that's it?
Yeah.
And you said, we made a mistake. We got to go back to Scranton.
And they changed format. It was a modern rock format, which was a lot of fun. So it was all female listeners, which was great. They changed to oldies, like really old oldies.
Oh,
like
you go from the Goo Goo Dolls to Perry Como.
It was like 50s and 60s.
Wow.
And we'd still, Sue and I would still be doing our same shtick on the air, just talking about our lives. And we get calls. Hey, it's Joe, class of 59. Can you play? Class of 59? That's how you refer to yourself when you graduated from high school? And so we came to a mutual. It wasn't a good fit. And then our boss came down, and we weren't sure where we were going to go. We were looking at Tampa, a couple other markets, and our boss flew down on a Friday. He said, hey, I'm going to be in town. You guys want to come out for dinner? Come out for dinner. He had a whole presentation. Big package. Here's what I'm offering you guys to come back to Northeast PA.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was...
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. And then we came back.
Changed Nikki's life.
And then we came back for another
every morning.
25 years, yeah.
25 years. And now a retired man.
Unplugged.
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 I forgot. Unplugged.
Isn't it funny, though, you've lived here for 35 years. You're part of the culture in northeastern Pennsylvania. But the way it is here, there's always that little thing that people say, oh, well, they're not really from here.
Yeah, yeah,
stuff
exactly.
Like, I've been here for 20-some years. Right. Like, well, he's from Western Pennsylvania, even though I've made my life here.
Yeah. Or people assume that, so where were you born? Thinking, like, what part of Northeast PA? And when I tell them, Jersey. I always thought you were from, Scranton or something.
Is he Robert or Dave? I can't believe we nailed that. We nailed both names.
That's crazy.
So Robert, Dave, or Dave Robert, we're going to go on to Brown Bag. Anything you want to add before now? I mean, so you're done with
full-time
work?
This needs a paint job. What do you guys do to this
thing? This thing was sent by a viewer. So, no, it's beautiful. It's good. It's
got a cigarette burn on the side.
I think I shot fireworks off of it. Folks, the questions come to brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag, one word, at wnep.com. It's only as good as you make it. Rocky's going to pick the first question.
All maybe right. Go,
baby. Let's hope it's a good one.
Now, is he a shallow? Oh, he's a shallow picker.
Are the good? Well, I don't know. I was going to ask.
It's all mixed up.
It's a, is it? Supposedly. You do what you want to do, well, man.
How many years of...
questions? No, they're all...
Are there like facts down at the bottom that you've never gotten?
It's not, was printing them out yesterday.
Yeah, it's not like a sedimentary deposit. Okay. The old stuff right. isn't necessarily on the bottom.
And,
it's a mix.
And we really don't pre-screen them, so it could be anything.
Yeah, so you never know what you can get. It might be horrible.
Do I say who it's from?
You do whatever you want, but get this button ready.
All right.
If he doesn't like it, he's going to hit the
button. I don't think he's going to ring the bell.
Former NEPA resident Travis.
He's a frequent flyer, yeah, so it's no surprise.
Hey, morning crew.
All right.
I've got another hypothetical question for you. Would you rather drive an hour or walk 2 miles to work every day? No, Joe, you can't ride your bike. You have to walk.
2 miles.
Would you rather?
All right, so that's it, Rock. That's perfect for it's perfect for an unplugged guy. All right, so now every day you have to go to work. You have to drive an hour.
It's probably
or
about
walk. How long? 2 miles.
2 miles.
2 miles would take about a half hour.
Yeah.
So I can do it even 20 minutes.
Yeah, see, I don't like being too close to work. I like the separation. For me, it was like...
You want to drive an hour?
No. I'm just saying I like the 20 minutes that I had to go to work in the morning and not being 5 minutes away.
I like it
just
too.
A little separation. But the walk would be... That'd be nice.
Yeah, 2 miles away?
And then I'd call somebody in December. Hey, can you come pick me up?
The December would be tough.
But 2 miles January. Is so nothing.
Yeah.
I would walk.
I'm walking.
Yeah, I would
walk. I mean, when it rains or something, maybe.
You find a way.
You find a way.
Yeah.
We're all walkers.
Yeah, I like to walk anyway, so.
I was the same thing as what you're saying when I was looking for a place to live. I wanted to be a little bit away.
Right.
But then I didn't want to be more than like 35 minutes away.
Right. Right.
Because an hour drive each
hour
way, that's
torture.
A lot.
Yeah.
But you brought up a good point. Why is it I look forward to my 20-minute drive to work every day?
Just.
What is it about just sitting there?
The separation.
Oh, my God.
Work and home
therapy.
For me. Because I know people that live 5 minutes from work. And
you're right. We're really close.
I'd almost feel like I was still at work. I just like the unwind.
Listening
drive
to music.
Is awesome. You know, 20 minutes is a sweet spot, too.
When I worked at home during COVID for a month.
Did you hate it?
At first, it was kind of cool because I could sit on the back porch, have a cup of coffee, watch the sun come up, play with the dogs. But I felt like I was always at work.
Me too. I hated it too. For that.
So like 7 o'clock at night, I was still working on stuff. It's like I could never get away from it. There was no separation.
Here's the problem with working from home, which is the problem going to be in your life right now. John and I came to this conclusion.
Uh-oh, he's getting very
this
serious.
This is just the way life is. You can't have a feeling of high unless you had a feeling of low. So on Friday, when you're leaving work, I'm leaving that place, even if you love your job. I'm going home. Woo! Da, da, da. You got that Friday feeling. And if you're already home, you never have that feeling. That's number one. And number two, if you're unplugged, everything is good. So now the good is lesser good.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
lesser
heavy.
Good.
You need to do something every day that you hate to appreciate. That's just the way life is.
Oh, there's plenty of work around the house that I hate
but
that
even
I'll be
that's
doing.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, because it's for yourself.
That's our theory of winter is we have to go through winter and the bad because then we get to this and we're so excited.
Yeah.
We went
it's
through
so
the bad and this is amazing.
We paid the price.
We paid the price, yeah.
So do you need bad to appreciate good, John?
I think so.
Yeah. Mr. Retirement here, he's going to be happy all the time? No. So now you're going to be less happy. Why don't
you're
you go somewhere?
Be
let's
less
say,
happy.
How about you come up my house? Every...
Why did I come here today?
You'll be happier once you leave.
There we go.
Yeah. When you leave, you're going to be happy.
You'll be
this is
happy.
The low point of
I'm
going to
be like Mindy with her paycheck. That'll be me leaving your parking lot. If I can get out of that gate.
If you can you clear the gate.
What are you guys hiding here? What
high
kind of
security.
Secrets?
We have guys with machine guns on the roof.
Oh, no messing around.
Luckily, you got by them.
I haven't been up here in a while.
All right, I'm picking.
No, he's going deep. You're deep. You're. He was.
It'll be another. Make
you
it
were
mess.
Wrist deep there, brother. We all rather walk to work.
Oh my gosh, it's another Travis.
That's right.
It's okay.
And wow. We have his whole. He has a whole separate container because he overloads it. He pollutes the.
This is really funny because it's timely, though I don't think he sent it. Because of this. But hey, morning crew, why does the word moist bother people so much?
That doesn't bother me.
From Travis.
The other day.
Joe had the word moist on the graphic like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Why has it become a thing?
It doesn't bother me. But it really bothers a lot of people.
Why does that bother people?
And some people, they can't stand to hear that word.
Does it bother women more than men, though?
It seems that way.
It seems that way. Yeah.
Wait. Doesn't everything.
Oh, I'm going
to
hit you.
As I say to him all the time, careful.
Joe.
Doesn't everything. Oh! All right, so moist doesn't bother anybody here. Moist brownies, moist cake.
No,
I don't know what it is.
Moist atmosphere. We don't know what it is.
No,
yeah,
but it doesn't bother us.
No,
and Joe even said it on the news.
No, I have no problem with the word moist.
I guess we weren't the right crowd to ask.
It became a problem because it's a problem for so many people. To me, it's funny, and it bothers me because it bothers them. But no, if no one brought that up, it would never bother me. The word moist.
I wouldn't even know it was a thing.
I know. I wouldn't
even
either.
Know it was a thing.
No.
Right? All right, Nikki.
All right, go ahead, Nikki.
You're looking moist today. It was kind of humid outside. She's got a little glisten on her face.
Aww.
Here's her.
It's that same guy again.
No, the Travis. Come on, Travis. Keep him coming, but we're gonna have to dilute your responses. It's not Travis, is it?
No.
Are you feeling good about this one?
It says, is it possible for any of these three things to be a good experience? Webinar?
We already did this one.
Oh, we did?
Throw that one away. Okay. We'll see what Rocky thinks quick. Yeah, okay. That must be a repeat. Here we go.
Webinar, luncheon, workshop.
Rocky is impossible. Wait, these are three things no longer in your life. Think about that.
All three.
You've had to do all three. Yeah,
any of those work meetings. Ugh.
Mr.
Zoom.
Unplugged doesn't have to worry about any of those things ever again.
Let me hang on to that.
You probably had to be at luncheons for public appearances.
As a reminder,
all right, Nikki, go again.
Yeah, okay. Have that as a reminder of all of us working stiffs. Webinar, luncheon.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best part about retirement. Is not having to do webinars or workshops.
We just have to get him to do something he doesn't want to do every day. To appreciate the things you can do.
Lynn from Berwick. Hi, Joe. From the best episode ever, one of the brown bag question ask about traveling to the core of the earth along with outer space travel and the deepest parts of the ocean.
Yeah, remember we talked about that? How you can't go to the center of the earth? It's impossible. Yeah.
You said the furthest into the mantle was 7 miles by the Russian in a
Kola borehole. 7 miles. That's the deepest we've plunged into the earth. That's not the mantle. That's the crust still. 7 miles.
You've obviously never seen Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That's what we talked about last time. That's 4,000 miles to the center. We've only gone 7.
She said, anyway, you said the core is made of molten metals, nickel and iron.
Yeah.
So if no one ever made it there, how do they know what the core's composition
is? Uh-huh. Are we going to get into this? Do I want to bore people with the science? But it's the propagation and refraction of sound waves through the earth.
Just about ready to say that. Exact
no,
same
I mean,
thing.
That's
no.
How we know what the interior of the earth is, how fast sound from earthquakes travel through. So if there's an earthquake in Los Angeles, there's going to be waves on the other side of the earth that could then record the speed and refraction of those waves.
So is this person a non-believer? The earth is flat?
What else? The earth does not have a metal core. No, the earth has a ball of metal as big as the moon in its center. And we know that, yeah, not directly, but through indirect evidence of sound waves. And it's tried and true. It's not like a theory. It's a fact. Fact.
We learn a lot in these podcasts.
We do.
See, it's not only just silliness, Rocky, although we like
it. It's a lot of silliness.
All right, so here we go. Next question. A non-Travis question. I know it. All right, this is Travis. All right, hey. Hey, bag people. Wow. We're bag people now. Here we go. Spring training right around the corner. Why is it that the pitchers and catchers report before everyone else? Why do they need more practice? I don't know anything about baseball. You're wearing the baseball cap, Rocky. Is that true?
Yeah. The pitchers need a lot of time to loosen up.
And the catchers, too? So they need the catcher to go with the pitcher?
Exactly, yeah. I think the catchers don't have a choice. They just, because the pitchers are there, they have to be there, too.
I never knew that. So they show up, what, days before?
Just,
weeks before?
Yeah, maybe a week ahead of time.
It sounds like a prima donna thing.
Well, baseball people make that such a thing. Pitchers and catchers report.
That's like a big
next
day.
Week. Yeah.
That's the first
they look
day,
forward to it.
The first day of camp, and then the rest of the guys show up a week later. Yeah.
Interesting. See, that's why we have Rocky here. Next question is all yours, big guy.
Oh,
big
another
deep.
One.
Yeah,
wow.
We're going quick. Oh, we're going to do probably 3-4 rounds. How many minutes are we at?
Flying by.
All right, I'm
going. Flying by, but we're going to.
How long has Travis been sending in questions?
Since the beginning.
The beginning, but I have his own. He has his own stash. I try to, like you said, dilute them. But he does ask good questions.
He does.
Three out of the four have been
this
Travis.
This is not a Travis question.
Yo, Travis.
It's from Karen in Schuylkill County.
Uh-oh, you're uncomfortable.
No. This will be a good one. Have you ever had a disagreement, spat with an on-air coworker, and then had to go live and be nicey-nicey
with this is a good one for you, too.
Yeah. So let's talk about your partner, Lissa.
Yes.
She seems like an awesome person. I know you have to say that because you're being a
No, she's public. Easy to work with. Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
But you had to have your disagreements.
She seems like
her.
She'd be really easy to work with.
I think you, you had your disagreements.
Not big ones. It was different. Well, you've worked with your wife before, right? You know what that's all about.
Yeah. Here? But not like on as a team, like you guys. Okay.
Yeah, and you just have to make it work, whatever.
Oh, you're talking about when you worked with your wife,
with
too.
Sue.
Oh,
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of times, but, you know, we got, hey, the mics go live in 30 seconds. We got to make it work. Got to make it happen.
So nothing weird sticks out? Like, I couldn't imagine, like, because all couples, don't they? You get into an argument. Let's say you don't talk to your – something happens at home. I don't know what it is. And then you do the old cold shoulder thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to you. You're not talking to me. You're a day into this, and now you have to go to work.
And go on the air.
And go on the air with this person. You must have run into that situation. Now all of a sudden
– it was usually things that happened on the air while we were there. That we disagreed a way to do something. Oh, you did this. Oh, you didn't do this. It was stupid stuff.
It wasn't still, like you pretend it's not there when you're on the air.
Yeah,
you have to be all bubbly and friendly.
That's what you had to do.
Even though deep down inside you maybe hate her.
Right.
Oh, just he said that. Right. I was just kidding.
Just for that moment.
John, did you?
I can't
with Mindy,
think
did you ever
of
have an argument or something.
No.
Does it say coworker? Yeah, coworker.
Coworker.
Could be anybody.
I've definitely had disagreements with coworkers, and then we go on the air, but I can't think of anything major, like a spat right beforehand or anything like that. I mean, I get along with people pretty easily, so I can't think of anything.
John gets along with everybody,
The
though.
Problem is we all are wonderful people. Mindy, John, Nikki, really, I've never gotten mad at any of you guys. You probably got mad at me behind my back, and you're not going to say anything because I tend to be a jerk. But it doesn't bother you. I love you.
I can't think of a
time. As a matter of fact, Nikki, I love you.
I love you,
and
too, John.
I love you. And Aww. Mindy had a doctor's appointment. Tell the truth. You ever get mad at me and you thought, what a jerk?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh,
wow.
This is all peace
I don't believe
love.
That.
I know.
My former photographer, Tom, and I worked very closely together for 12 years. And there were times when he and I would argue like husband and wife. And then we'd have to go and work together all day. And do live shots and do two packages a day. And
why, he can be a jerk?
No.
Throw him under the bus right now.
I mean, I think when you're working, it was probably me who could be a jerk.
Oh, selfish. It wasn't you, it was him.
A little bit of both. And I think when you're working that closely with someone in a car together 8 hours a day, every day, you're bound to have arguments. And I mean, that's what I can think of. You know, then we'd have to go and work together.
I never thought of that end of it. Both John and I work with Paul Kielbasa, and he's our photographer. And he thinks we're difficult, I'm sure.
Probably.
Sometimes he has opinions. When you work with a photo, you're like, really, you're going to make me go there and stand there and say this? I don't want to. Just do it.
Just do it.
And they're like,
It brings up a point, though, about just when we're doing things on air and live broadcasting is that there's lots of different things that can happen that you have to overcome.
Yeah.
And just do it. There's technical issues all the time and all that kind of stuff that your job as the professional is to make sure people at home don't know what happened.
Because
so not just a spat with somebody else, but that kind of stuff happens.
That was one of the reasons I got into radio, where I had more control. Where TV, I always felt like I didn't have control over what was happening. Just maybe what I was saying, but everything
else.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, because you're a part of a network of people and schedules.
Well, I guess that is a big difference between radio and TV is that you're doing a lot of the work yourself, whereas we are reliant on a significant amount of people.
Or, you know, I'm sure you've all been caught. You know, they come back and you don't get a cue that you're live.
Definitely.
You know, you're looking a different direction.
Totally.
Picking your nose and who knows what you're doing. And, it's
– Nikki, you pick your nose over, you don't want to say.
No.
Okay. Next question is yours, isn't it? Whose turn?
Me.
Okay. She does it. Some people don't. Some people actually do not. John Meyer does not. Of course not. This was already went through. What do you got, big guy? Is it a good one? Is it a Travis? Are you hesitant?
No, I'm going to just go with it.
You don't like
this
it.
Is from Russell in Tower City. He spells Tower City T-A-W-R. I know the commercials pay the bills. When using the WNEP app to watch the news, I have to hear and see, we're selling in the rain. We're selling in the rain. It's horrible. I feel nauseous every time I hear that. Fortunately, the Yuengling Lord Chesterfield helps.
Selling in the rain. That's the Blaze Alexander commercial. I think that's pretty
cool. Yeah.
That's a good commercial. I'm selling in the rain. He's walking around with his umbrellas. That's a good one. Commercials annoy this guy.
Well, I mean, we get TalkBack 16 calls about. I guess that's just a comment.
No. He doesn't like the commercials. They pay the bills.
But so many people call TalkBack to complain about the different commercials and things like that we have. But we don't have any control over that.
No. But the Blaze Alexander guys,
they're funny.
They love them.
They don't take themselves too seriously.
That's
right? They have a good time.
We don't want that. You'd rather see some stiff in a suit lying to you about an APR? Come on, people. I love you, Blaze. All right, what do you got, Nikki? Nikki, what are you doing this week? Anything fun?
Planting.
All right, whatever.
Helen Kay, what is the dress code at WNEP?
Oh, this is a tough one.
For the news anchors.
This is a tough one. Oh, for the news anchors.
Yeah.
For the news anchors.
Do we have an official dress?
Is it just waist up and you can do anything you want underneath?
It used to be just waist up.
That was actually stated somewhere?
No. Oh. But I worked weekends here for years as weekend anchor. And in the summer, I would just wear shorts.
Right.
Dressed, and then when it's time for the news, dress shirt, tie, coat. Mm-hmm. We never stood up. They changed our set last year to include big monitors that we stand by.
So you had to stand up.
It changed everything.
It changed your whole life.
You can't wear jeans anymore. You can't just wear sneakers.
Oh.
I've never seen a formal dress code. It's just understood. We're going to wear suit, tie, all that.
But look at the sports people. They're all covering a soccer game. The weather people. We're out in the backyard in a mud event. No one wants to see a weather guy in a suit and tie, do they? I don't know. It all depends on where we're at and what we're doing.
Yeah.
Things have gotten a lot more casual.
Folks, when I started, it was very strict. It was very structured. But society has changed.
It was probably revolutionary when you didn't wear a tie.
I'll even say I blazed trails for everybody else.
You did.
Shorts, no tie. Rocky, what
do you think? Trying to remember. So before you, the weather people?
It was unheard of to not wear a suit and tie.
Wow.
Don't you think? And now we have Jeremy who, he's
It's like a fashion
loose.
Show, yeah.
It's
You got all that at a thrift store? Where are you?
No.
I can't be all from a thrift store.
And he gets all his from a thrift store, and I get mine from the dollar store. So, yeah, we're very...
right next door, yes.
Yeah, we're very low-key and highly economical here at WNEP.
I love when you wear the clothes that your wife picked out for you. That's my favorite.
Oh, did you do like that? That's a true story. She bought me stuff for the wedding I have to go to this weekend.
Did she?
And that I can pull off, I said, because no one down there in Florida is going to know me. Oh, but except the wedding people, they're all going to know me.
They'll know you.
She dresses me like the kind of guys I hate. And I tell her that. I said, I'm not wearing that.
Does she purposely do that?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I said, you don't want me to be that guy.
I know he's really going to hate this shirt. So.
Well, she got me this shirt. It's like clothy Balon, and it's thin, and it's And these pants that Don Johnson would wear.
That's,
Miami Vice
that's
reference.
For this wedding.
Yeah, we need some pictures.
I'm not that guy. Why do you want me to be? Oh, you'll look great. Okay, whatever. As long as my friends don't see me because they'll beat me up, okay? I came from that time period.
But in radio, you didn't have to worry about it.
No.
Not at all. A little bit? Speedo?
Depending if you had to make an appearance, sure.
Yeah.
But, at work, obviously, I don't come in wearing hats every day and sloppy, but... Casual.
Cash. All right. Real we have casual. A couple more questions. Whose turn is it?
Your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm going to pass to Rocky because we're low on time.
Okay.
We have to hear more from this. How much
this
time
This could
do
be
we
the last
left?
One.
Looks like it's 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's
Rocky.
Our last question.
Should I do this one?
Will you blaze through too quick, maybe?
Okay.
Because this is your place to shine because you have nothing else to do.
This is going to make me feel better about
Before
the
you
rest
answer that,
of the day.
What are you doing all day?
Today.
Nothing. Just say nothing.
Actually, I have a work lunch. A work lunch. People want to meet for coffee.
This is the highlight of his week.
Nope, he doesn't like it.
It's Travis. Do you want another Travis question?
Don't do Travis.
Okay, put it back in there. I like he's taking charge. Travis, stop it already.
I'm sure nicest guy in the world.
We actually had him on the podcast one time. He is a nice guy.
I mean, he's got great questions, but we need diversity here. Gosh. Uh-oh, that one looks like it's old and severed and cut up.
Wow.
Can you do it? Can you do it?
No name. Oh, it is from Jen.
Jen.
I am looking for recommendations. Oh, this is boring.
No, it's going to be good.
For NOAA emergency weather radios that I can take camping. That's what you use Facebook for.
That's not boring. So NOAA weather radio, they used to have, the government used to have its own broadcast service for special alerts, and they still do. But not too many people have NOAA radios anymore because the same alerts that were spent on the NOAA radios you get on your phone. So you set your phone, you can get the NOAA radio.
So she get a smartphone, download the app.
That's Rocky's recommendation.
If you don't have a smartphone, go get a NOAA radio. They still do broadcast those frequencies, but not too many people use that anymore. Smartphones killed that.
All right, let's hope this is a good one.
No, we're not going to end until it's a good one.
It has to be
a good one. It has to be a good one. It has to be one that makes them slightly uncomfortable and inspired at the same time. Uncomfortable and inspired. Is this going to do it? Uncomfortable and inspired. Uncomfortable and inspired. Uncomfortable and inspired.
Oh, this is the Tower City guy again.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, Russell. I keep seeing caution. I think it's going to be like a really hard... That's external email. That's you guys. Joe, you wear shorts and a t-shirt outside in the winter, but when I see you on the podcast, you wear a hoodie and a beanie cap. What's up with that? It's 20 below in there.
No, look, come on. If you're watching on YouTube, which this will be, no, I don't know. Maybe he caught me at a bad time. But I don't wear, what did he say? Long
hoodie
pants,
and a,
beanie.
Hoodie and a beanie.
That was probably a snowy day. And I, you know, got to pick another one. We got to end on
this. Got to be
This is going to be beautiful. No, these are good. No weather radio, dress codes. But Rocky. Uh-oh.
Frank.
Frankie.
Bartonsville. Is it actually illegal or against policy to sneak food into a movie theater, or is this some sort of urban legend that we've all heard about since we were kids?
It is good.
This is a free country, after all. This lie has to end. Keep up the great work on the podcast.
Well, what do you think about that, dude? They, if you have a Pepsi down your pants or a bag of chips, they can't stop you, can they?
It's not illegal.
Not illegal, but
it's against probably policy. You know, if you want to just ignore the policy,
I don't know, is it?
Bringing food in.
I think this is a cultural question because there are some moms out there that load their kids down with food before going to the movie theater.
Yeah, but I wonder if
mom was one. Like, if we were going to the movies, we're not going unless you get snacks in those pockets.
But let's think about this. Could a movie theater, you going in with. Did anyone ever try this? You walk into the door literally with a big box of popcorn. As you pay for your ticket, you're chewing
on it. No, because I think everyone's sneaking.
Is someone going to –
you have to conceal. Sure.
Why? What are they going to do? You can't come in here with the popcorn?
They could probably take it away.
I don't think so.
I don't think – there's pimple-faced 16-year-olds working there. They're not going to bother.
They don't care about
the code. The manager, he's out in the back.
I'm going to get my manager.
Yeah, I've snuck food into every movie I've ever been to.
But you use your word sneak. Maybe you don't have to is what
I have a big purse, and I have a wine purse.
But what?
What are you telling us?
Yeah, are you boozing the theater?
Well, I mean, you can.
You don't have a problem, dude.
No, but I mean, sometimes if I want to have a glass of wine in a movie...
No, but you can walk into a Kmart. Okay, that's too old. If I walk into Wegmans with a bag of popcorn, no one's going to. This. I don't think theaters have the right to do anything.
Well, restaurants, no outside food, no outside drinks. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same thing.
You're saying I can't go into Burger King with a tray of pizza?
I would say they would probably say something to you.
They'd probably say something.
We got to put this to the test.
That brings up a good point. But some parents and grandparents take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not illegal, but, you know.
Could it be enforced? Could a movie theater kick you out for sneaking in a 2-liter bottle? You really think so?
Yeah.
You have to buy their stuff?
I would think.
Yeah. I'd say I want to see your bylaws.
Yeah.
I've never seen them kick anybody out.
They're not kicking anybody out.
I will say when I take the kids and they beg for that tub of popcorn and I'm spending $9 for a tub of popcorn, it pains me.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you have to.
Have you done that, Rocky, as we end this podcast? Snuck a lot of stuff in?
Sure, everybody has. Yeah.
What's your go-to? Are you a Twizzlers guy? Or?
What do we do? Well, it's actually, Nikki, I'm with you. It's been a couple of beers, depending on
couple
the
couple of beers?
You know, back in the day, concert movies, sure. Late night movies.
any funny little cigarettes or anything? You're not doing that, right? Is that even legal now? I don't know.
Not in a movie theater.
Cigarettes.
Or, Joe, not in a movie theater or on an airplane, okay? I don't know. Maybe you don't get out much.
All right. Any final thoughts as you begin now unplugging for the rest of the
Well, I have a whole new way of looking at my depressing life from here on in, thanks to someone in this room.
Do you want to put out maybe your job application? Are you willing to do some work now? Maybe someone will hear it and say, I want that guy.
No. This is day two. I'm fine right now. I got some gardening to do. I got hot peppers to work on this weekend. I've got people to see.
Awesome. Well, then the only last thing we need to know, is it Robert Dave or Dave Robert? Please, just.
Dave.
You think it's Dave Robert?
He's a Dave.
I
think he's a Dave.
I think it has to be a mystery.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Good luck with everything.
How about who really cares?
That's a great point.
Mr. Curiosity. Don't you have other things to be curious about?
Peace out, brother.
See ya.
Good to have
Bye.
You.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.